So today we are very fortunate to be in the temple of Radha Gopinath and Gaur Nithai, to personally be here to see Lord Nityananda on his appearance day. And afterwards we will see him in his Abhishek ceremony. And it's very, very fortunate. Now is our opportunity to pray to Nityananda. He's the most merciful, even more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya wanted to kill Jagai and Madai, but Nityananda saved them. So if you have any problems in your spiritual life, today is your chance to get your full mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And we will also find out how it is also Nityananda who will allow us to approach Radha and Krishna. We cannot go directly to Radha and Krishna, we must go through Nityananda. He is the original guru. He is called Adi Guru. So I will sing one verse for you from Adi Lila, chapter 5, about Lord Nityananda. Vandenantadi Bhuttaishwaryam Srinath Nityanantamisharam Yasechayata Sarupam Agenapirupyate. Let me offer my special obeisances to Lord Nityananda, Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. So in Kali Yuga, we are all born fools in ignorance. It is said in the scriptures, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Everyone in age of Kali is born a Shudra, or lowest ignorant person. But by initiation, you become the Vija, or twice born. Now, the bird is also twice born because first comes the egg, and after that, he has to break out of the eggshell. Two births. So we are all born in the egg of ignorance, eggshell. When we take initiation, we break out of the eggshell of ignorance, so we're twice born. So by taking shelter of Nityananda and Gurudev, we can become realized in our own identity and go back to Godhead. Now in the Bhagavatam, it explains, there is a very important verse in the 7th canto later on, chapter 15, describes three words, Dhyana Asim, Achyuta Balaha. This is 7:15:45, for those of you who want to know. It's a very beautiful verse. And Jnana Asim means the sword of knowledge. The sword of knowledge. So here when we come to this temple, we hear Bhagavad Gita, we hear Bhagavatam, and we get knowledge. Now, why is it called the sword of knowledge? Because if we get this sword, then we can cut the knot in the heart, the knot of ignorance, the knot of false ego, ahankara. We get the sword of knowledge. But along with the sword of knowledge comes two words, achyuta bala. Achyuta means Krishna. He gives us the sword of knowledge. He gives us Bhagavad Gita. And bala, who is bala? Balaram, Nityananda. Nityananda gives us the strength to hold the sword of knowledge. So today we can pray for that strength, because sometimes we get the knowledge, but it's very difficult to keep holding the sword in this material world with so many problems. So Nityananda, Balaram, he gives the strength to hold the sword. Achyuta, Gyanasim, Achyuta, Balaha. Now, we need to sharpen the sword of knowledge. How do we sharpen the sword? By the instructions of the spiritual master. By serving the spiritual master, we can sharpen the sword of knowledge. So, when we serve our guru and Krishna to hold the sword, then Balaram gives us the strength. It is said, Vrajendranandana jay sachi sutta vaila she Balaram vaila nitai. Balaram, he comes with Lord Chaitanya. And both of them are so merciful that we can very easily take shelter of their lotus feet. Papi tapi jato chilo, Harinami udharilo. So their weapon is Harinam. Harinam is the sword, actually, also of knowledge, that can cut to pieces our knot of attachment, our knot of false ego in this world. And without the mercy of Nityananda, we cannot get the goal of life. There is a beautiful verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charanaravinda. You think you can repeat that?
Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charanaravinda.
Jaha Hoite Painushi Radha Govinda.
Jaha Hoite Painushi Radha Govinda.
So we get Radha Govinda by the mercy of Nityananda. He's so powerful. He's our best friend. So we will go into the song. I heard that this morning Sri Prahlad wanted to do it, but he didn't have the printout, so we have it on the screen later on. We'll get into that. So the sword can mean the sword of knowledge. It also is the sword of remembering Krishna. And how do we remember Krishna in this age of Kali? Only one way. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama. Eva Kirtana, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Tiranyata. So Nityananda, when he came, Lord Chaitanya, they did not look and say, oh, that person is not qualified. Oh no, these people are not qualified. They didn't see, they were intoxicated. And when you're intoxicated, you don't see anything. You just say, oh, take, take, take Krishna prayer. So they were intoxicated by eating the fruits of the tree of love of Godhead. There is a tree in this universe called the Chaitanya tree. And Nityananda is a big trunk, and Advaita is a big trunk, and ISKCON is a small branch of that tree. Of course, it is expanding all over the world. And each and every one of us, we're like a little leaf and twig on this ISKCON branch of the Lord Chaitanya tree. And Lord Chaitanya, he said, I'm all alone, I'm the only gardener. How many fruits can I distribute? So therefore, he gave the order that each and every one of us should distribute. Eat the fruits, enjoy, and distribute the fruits of love of God. So Nityananda, he's a very special person. In previous incarnation with Lord Ram, who was Nityananda? Can you tell me? He was Lakshman, yes. And he served Lord Ram. He was the younger brother. Now, the younger brother has to listen to the older brother. And Lord Ram did so many things that Lakshman could not tolerate. So he had to be quiet, but he was very unhappy. When Kaikeyi was saying, she was banishing Ram to the forest, Lakshman was burning. And he wanted to kill her, but Ram stopped. Then he was angry with his own father, Dasharath. Why are you listening to this Kaikeyi? And then Ram banished Sita, and it was Lakshman who had to take Sita to the forest, and she didn't know where she was going, and yes, we're going to see the sages. And Lakshman had to leave her there. And then finally, Ram banished Lakshman. So he was the younger brother, he had to tolerate. So one time in his childhood, Nitai was playing with his friends, and they were playing the drama of Ramayana. So he was Lakshman in the drama. And one time, one boy came, he said, I'm Ravana, I'll kill you with my most powerful Shakti weapon. Try to stop me, Lakshman. And he threw a lotus flower at Nitai. And Nitai fell backwards, unconscious. And all the boys were trying to wake him up, and they couldn't wake him up. And they were sitting around, and they were all crying, oh, Nitai, please, come back. But he was in the mood of Lakshman. He was unconscious, actually. And so they were just holding their heads. And Nitai's mother and father came, and they saw their son fainted. And they fainted and dropped to the ground also. And the young boys were telling the people, oh, we were just doing the drama of Ramayana, and this happened. And one of the people said, okay, I understand why Nitai is unconscious. One time, an actor in the drama, he was King Dasharath. And this actor, when he heard that Ram was banished, just like Dasharath left his body, this actor actually left his body. So this is what's happening to Nitai. He's in the mood of Lakshman. So one of the boys, who is just, here's a boy just as Hanuman, if he gives Nitai medicine, he may become okay. So the boy said, oh yeah, he told us, if I should fall unconscious, you go around and cry, and then send Hanuman for medicine. So Hanuman, he went out, he went looking for the medicine, and he couldn't find it, so he brought the whole mountain back. And so the doctor came, the boy who was playing the doctor, he got the medicine, he made it up, and he put it under Nitai's nose, and Nitai revived consciousness. He was in the mood of Lakshman. And so then, this was Nitai's childhood pastimes. He was in the mood of Lakshman, always in the mood of Balaram sometimes. So then, he was so unhappy at Ram. In his next incarnation, he became the elder brother, Balaram. Now, Krishna had to listen to him. He couldn't do nonsense. But Balaram, he had three moods. Of course, before I describe that, I would just like to say a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Chaitanya Se Krishna Nityananda Ram Nityananda Purnakare Chaitanya Rakam. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, Nityananda is Balaram, and Nityananda fulfills all desires of Lord Chaitanya. So, now, we have to study a little bit about the mood of Nityananda. Nityananda has three moods, and these same moods were found in Balaram. So I'll tell you the Bengali, and listen carefully. Kabu guru, kabu sakha, kabu britya lila, purve janatin bali, braji koila kela. Sometimes he serves Lord Chaitanya as his guru. Sometimes he's a friend. Sometimes he's his servant, just like Balaram. Balaram, sometimes he was playing with Krishna in these three different moods in Braj. Example of the friendship, they were playing like roaring bulls and they were hitting each other with head to head. So this is the example given. They were fighting with each other. So in that way, he was the friend of Krishna. Sometimes he was just like a friend. And sometimes he was like the guru. Sometimes Balaram would get tired and Krishna would come and massage his feet. So sometimes he was like his elder brother. And sometimes he was actually bewildered by Krishna. He was more like the servant. When Lord Brahma stole all the cowherd boys, then Balaram, he didn't know. Krishna expanded himself, and Balaram didn't know that. For 1 year, Balaram was bewildered. And then, all of a sudden, he saw how affectionate the fathers were for the boys and the cows for the calves, and he said, this is very unusual. Something is going on here, and I am bewildered, and I didn't even see this. So for one whole year, he said, what happened? I didn't get it. I didn't understand that I was bewildered by Krishna. He is my master. Another time when he went to Delhi, Hastinapur, to the Kurus to avert a fight, a family fight, they were insulting Krishna and they were insulting the Yadus, and Balaram said, what is the value of a throne to Krishna? All the masters of these planets, they're bowing their heads, taking the dust of his feet. So how is Nitai guru to Lord Chaitanya? After Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, what did Nitai do? Nitai broke his danda. Because he said, you don't need a, he didn't tell Lord Chaitanya, but he felt like he doesn't need a danda, he's the Supreme Lord. Why you should carry a danda? And of course, Lord Chaitanya was angry, and then he went alone to Jagannath Puri without Nitai. But sometimes Nitai was his guru, sometimes he was his friend. They were eating together, dancing together in Harinam, and sometimes he was the servant of Lord Chaitanya. How was he the servant? Lord Chaitanya gave him order. You go door to door and you preach. So Haridas and Nityananda went out door to door. And what were they saying to the people when they went door to door? Akyapai dvijane bule kore kore Bolo Krishna, Gaur Krishna, Bhajana Krishnere. Chant Krishna, sing Krishna, worship Krishna, and do bhajan to Krishna. So they were going door to door. Krishna Prana, Krishna Tana, Krishna Sejivan. Krishna is your life, Krishna is your wealth, Krishna is your life and soul. Chant his name. And they were dressed as sannyasis. And sometimes people will say, come and eat with us. And they say, no. All we want you to do is chant Hare Krishna. We don't want you to give us anything. This is what we are begging. Give us Hare Krishna. Please chant. Please chant Hare Krishna. When we preach, we can also say to people, okay, suppose you don't want the book, but just, my guru, every day he asks me to make one person say Hare Krishna. So maybe you're that one person. You could say Hare Krishna. And that will make me so happy. And one devotee actually does that. All he doesn't sell books. He just goes in and makes them chant Hare Krishna. And then he embraces them. He said, oh, you're my best friend. And he really makes them feel good about it. And so this was the preaching method of Nitai. But one day, Jagai and Madai were chasing them, and Haridas was complaining about his Sankirtan partner. Sometimes we go out on book distribution or Sankirtan. I had one such book distribution partner, and she was a bit crazy. We would go to the airport, and she would jump on the belt of where the luggage was going, and to meet somebody on the other side. Haridas had the same problem. Nityananda was a very crazy Sankirtan partner. He complained to Advaita, you know, the Lord has sent me out with a very restless person. If I go in one direction, he'll go the other direction. He'll jump into the crocodile-infested monsoon waters of Ganga and try to catch the crocodiles. And I call him back, he gets so distracted. He likes those crocodiles, and he likes to go in Ganga. Just imagine. And I shouted, please come back. So when I shout him, he ignores me, and he floats downstream like a dead man. So just imagine if you had a Sankirtan partner like that. It would be very difficult to get anything done. This was Nityananda. If he sees a young boy on the banks, he'll get up and shout angrily after the boy, and the parents will come with sticks, and I have to plead and beg with them not to beat us. Sometimes he steals butter and milk from the milkman and runs away, and I get caught, and they want to beat me up. And so he's always doing these crazy activities and book distribution, and it's very difficult. If he comes across a young maiden, he asks her to marry her. Yeah. So, and he sits on the bull, and he's shouting, Mahesh! If he sees a cow, he milks her and drinks the milk. So when I try to give him advice, he says, what can a Advaita do to me? And Chaitanya, what can he do? He says, I don't tell Lord Chaitanya. No, I was saved only by the Lord's grace. These two drunkards, he was preaching to them, and we by the Lord's grace, we kept our life today. He saved our life. Otherwise, they would have killed us for sure. The Jagaya Matai. And so Advaita said, yes, this is not good company for you. You're a detached person. You're a renunciate. You should not associate with Nityananda. I know him. He's a drunkard, just like the rest. But I know he will make everybody intoxicated with love of God. That's his nature. Wait a few days, and he'll bring those two drunkards and make them devotees too. And it's true. Nityananda actually did that. He did bring Jagai and Madai, and he saved them from the anger of Lord Chaitanya. So it is said, Acharya mam vijaniyam navamanyat karhichit. One should know the guru, the acharya, is myself. Never disrespect him. So Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he says that according to Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the guru is always considered either a confidential associate of Radharani or a manifested representation of Nityananda Guru. So the Guru is coming as a representative of Nityananda or an associate of Radharani, Prabhupada says. So again, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charana Ravinda. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charana Ravinda. Jayate Painu Shiraha Govinda.
Jayate Painu Shiraha Govinda.
So without the mercy of Nityananda, we cannot understand Radha and Krishna. So now we'll go into this song on Nityananda. And I'll sing one phrase at a time, and you can repeat after me. Nittai pada kamala,
Nittai pada kamala,
Koti chandra shushitala,
Koti chandra shushitala,
Jechayaya jagatta jura. Sankarshan Sheshanak, and the Vishnus, who lie on the Karan Ocean, Garba Ocean, and Ocean of Milk, are Sri Nityananda's plenary portions and portions of his plenary portions. Lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight of millions of moons. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chanda Shushi Tala. You can see, go back. You can see the marks on Nitai's lotus feet. He's quite different from Lord Krishna's lotus feet. He's got a plow. He's got arrows. The bow is on Krishna's. The plow is there too, because he prepares our heart so that Krishna can come. Just like first he appeared in Devaki's heart, and then after he came to Devaki and Vasudeva, then Krishna appeared. Same thing with Lord Chaitanya. First Visharup came. He was also an incarnation of Nityananda, and then Lord Krishna came. Okay, next. The whole world is suffering under the blazing fire of material existence. Do you all agree? Yeah, that there is a fire going on. Of course, Australia is a heavenly planet. It's hard to see that, but the rest of the world is burning. Sometimes we get a little hint of that here. Okay, next. To get relief from the pangs of this blazing fire of material existence, one should take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Jechayayay Jagapta Jurai. So actually, we don't have any peace, and if we want to have real peace, we have to take shelter of Nityananda. Jurai means relief. If you really want relief, if you really want to put out the fire, take shelter of Nityananda. Today is your chance. You'll get lots of mercy if you pray to Nityananda today. So we are urging you to do that. Okay, next. This Krishna consciousness movement, these are the words of Srila Prabhupada in his commentary on this song. This Krishna conscious movement is for approaching Radha Krishna, to be associated with the Supreme Lord in his sublime pleasure dance. That is the aim of Krishna consciousness. Radha Krishna. So we can ask, what's the result? Okay, suppose I take shelter of Nityananda's lotus feet. What can I expect to happen? We go to Krishna. We go to Ras Lila. We go to Radha Krishna. Otherwise, it'll be very difficult. We cannot just join Krishna's Ras Lila. If we try to go there, he'll say, who sent you? So we have to know. Nityananda is a good name, but even Srila Prabhupada, that would be even better. Of course, this is Nityananda's day, but Prabhupada is giving Nityananda to us. So we can say, I am a follower of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, representative of Nityananda. So that will help you. If you actually want to enter the dancing party of Radha Krishna, then you must take shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda. And this Sankirtan movement is coming from Goloka Vrindavan, Harinam, Golokya Premadan, Harinam Sankirtan. It's coming actually from Radharani and the gopis. If you read Krishna book, when Krishna left the Rasa dance, then Prabhupada says they couldn't find him, so they were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Toro Nitarpai. Very tightly you should hold on to the lotus feet of Nityananda. Every one of us is a living entity. As living entity, you're searching after pleasure. Real pleasure is Nityananda. Eternal pleasure. Nitya means eternal. Ananda means pleasure. So if you're looking for happiness, eternal happiness, you take shelter of Nityananda, which means eternal happiness. The name itself means eternal happiness. One who has not been able to contact Nityananda has simply spoiled the valuable human life, because one then only has material pleasure, flickering and temporary. That is not pleasure. Shesham bandana hijar pitta chama gelotar. So in another psalm, Narottam Das Thakur says, Hari Hari Bifale Janamagwaina, that my life is useless as Britta because I didn't have relationship with Radha Krishna. So sambandha, sambandha, if we don't have relationship with Nitai, our life is spoiled. Britta janma, gelotar. Useless, spoiling. And actually, without that, sepashu, boro, dura, char. So dura char means misbehaved animal. A person without spiritual eternal happiness, Nityananda, has only the same happiness available to animals, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So this is the story of life. If you any planet you go in this world, any species, the same thing is going on. Anywhere, even the insects. Srila Prabhupada said that the insects in Mayapur during the rainy season, at nighttime, hundreds and thousands, they go to the lights in the monsoon. And only the span of one night they are alive. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, all goes on in one night, and then they all die. And in the morning you have to clean up heaps of bugs from the floor. So we also have one night, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, a little bit longer than the flies and insects. But it's the same idea. So without Nitai, we can't really be happy. It's spoiled in these animal propensities. Now the difference between the animal and a human being is that the animal can be tamed, but the human being cannot. Very difficult for the human being to control his senses. The animals, they have some control. And even the laws of the state cannot control human beings. So we need the relationship with Nitai, and then our lower nature can be controlled. Okay, next. Without saying the holy name of Nityananda, there is only false material happiness. Nitai na bolila moke majila samsara suke. So what are they doing? They don't know who Nityananda is. They never say the names of Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya. Majila samsara suke. They become absorbed in material enjoyment. And they don't care who is Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya. This is a picture of Christmas Day. And these children are getting presents. And they're both very, very happy. Wow, yes, oh boy. But then the next picture, I am bored. I want what he has. And then the next one, they start fighting. Hey, I want that. Now this is the material world. The children are doing it, the adults are doing it also. This is going on. We may think such things as education and family will give us real happiness, but they are temporary. And do another click. Yeah. We need a connection with Nityananda. So, vidyakule ki kori bitar. That what is the use of your education, birth in a high family? This will not protect you, time of death. So next, you can go. After ending this body, these things will not help us. We'll carry our work with us according to that work. We shall have to accept by force another type of body, maybe something other than human body. So these things cannot protect us or give us real spiritual pleasure. So up in the top, he's very happy with his PhD, bank balance, house. But then death comes and takes everything away. Then he's got his next life. He's a little kid. And the parents are not very interested in taking care of him, unfortunately. So this happens sometimes. He's saying, kid's hungry. And she's saying, it's your turn. So that's Kali Yuga life. These things happen. What is the value of your PhD? You will just get another birth. The law of nature will act. Your work will be finished. And you'll get another body according to your work. But being maddened with false prestige and identification with the body, one is thinking, oh, what is Nityananda? What can he do for me? I don't care. Ahankare mattahoya nitai para ashriya. So Jagaya Madhe, they were born in a good family, but somehow they had bad association, and they became drunkards, and even murderers, and thieves. But Nitai preached to them, and Madhai threw a pot and hit him on the head, and he was bleeding. So when Lord Chaitanya heard, he came with his Sudarshan in his hand, ready to kill Madhai. And Nitai said, but wait, Jagai, he stopped him from throwing another pot, so you should save Jagai. So, and he said, and your incarnation is not to kill, it's to kill the demoniac mentality. So we are not killing the demons, we are killing the demonic mentality, the demons in the mind. We all have these demons in the mind. And Nitai, he can do that. He can kill these demons in the mind. So, yes. Ahankari matohaya nitai para pashariya. Srila Prabhupada, he really showed what is the mercy of Nityananda. He had one disciple, and the disciple was stealing money. He was making collection for ISKCON and keeping for himself. So the devotees, they threw him out from the temple. Prabhupada was merciful. He took him back and he forgave him. But then again, this devotee left the temple, and it was His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He said, now this is the last thing. You know what he's doing now? You know what your disciple is doing now? He's sitting on the Juhu beach. He's learning from a yogi how to put the money in one ear and coming out the other ear. This is the limit. Now we can't take him back. That's it. And Prabhupada said, you do not know the mercy of Nityananda? And Prabhupada took him back. So Prabhupada was in that mood of Nityananda. He was giving the mercy of Nityananda to the lowest of the low. Okay, next. Asatyare satyakori mani. The result is, when we take shelter of other things, material pleasure, one accepts something false to be truth. So, what is the illusion in this world? What is the thing that's not real is that there's happiness here. That's the illusion. We think we're going to get it. And it's just like compared to a mirage in the desert. You've all seen a mirage. You know what a mirage is. It's when on the road, when you see the water in front, and it looks like water. But you keep going towards it, and it keeps going ahead of you. So happiness in this world is like that. You see the happiness, and you go for it, but it keeps moving. It keeps moving ahead. So it's very hard to get it. And even if you get it, usually it's not what you expected. It's not, you know, what they showed in the billboard and the TV. It's not what you expected. And even if it satisfies you, it is what you expected, and all your desires are fulfilled, you lose it. You may lose it now, or you may lose it at the time of death. And so that's the nature of the happiness in this world. It's not satisfying to the soul. So we want something that will give us permanent happiness. So forgetful persons, they think that this world is real for permanence. Let's make our prison cell very nice. We're going to decorate it, and we're going to make it very comfortable here. I'm going to have drinking water, and I'm going to have a very nice mattress in my prison cell. But no, we have to get out. We have to go to the spiritual world. Oh, we get eternal place to live. So Nitai can open the door for us. Okay, next. But Nityananda is so glorious. For when he is merciful toward us, then we will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Nitaya karuna hobe, braje Radha Krishna hobe. So when he's merciful, then you can approach Radha Krishna. As we were singing, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charanaravinda.
Jaya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaha hoite painushi Radha Govinda.
Jaha hoite painushi Radha Govinda.
So Nityananda can give us Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath. Next. If one is actually serious about going back to home or to Godhead, then firmly grasp the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Here we have Raghunath Das Goswami catching the lotus feet, and he got the lotus feet of Nitai on his head. Taro Nitai Charana Dukani. Because only he can take us. He can open the door. He's very merciful. Okay, next. One may think, since shelters in this material world later on prove false, similarly, lotus feet of Nityananda may also prove false. But the lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion. They are a fact. Nityayar charana satya. So people in this world, they take shelter of so many things. Maybe drugs, maybe food, maybe TV, so they can forget their misery. But these shelters are not real shelters. They will later on prove false. So this is the real thing. Nitai's lotus feet, catch hold today of Nitai's lotus feet and make your life perfect. And anyone who takes to the service of Nityananda, they also become eternal. Without being eternal, nobody can serve the eternal. If you catch the lotus feet of Nityananda, then you become immediately spiritualized. Just like if you touch electricity, immediately you become electrified. Tahara sevaka nitya. So you become eternal, then you touch Nitai. He's like electricity. And he will, the electric current of spiritual life will go through you and you will become liberated. Okay? Nityananda is eternal happiness. If you touch Nityananda some way or other, then you become also eternally happy. Nitai para sada koro asha. So this is looks like a painting by Pushkar, my godbrother. So somehow we have to catch today the mercy of Nityananda. Alright? My dear Lord, I'm very unhappy. So you please make me happy. Narata maboru duki, nitai more koro suki. Please, you make me happy. You are an ocean of happiness. Okay, next. So Narottam, he's representing us. You can make me happy. How? My dear Lord, please keep me close to your lotus feet. Rakaranga charanera pash. Keep me in a corner of your lotus feet. Keep me. Please keep me at your lotus feet. Okay, next. Now we want how to get Lord Nityananda's shelter. A marketplace of the holy name has now been opened, and Lord Nityananda himself is the proprietor in chief. Nadiya kutrume Nityananda mahajan, patiyachena mahatta jivarakaran. Shri Nityananda Prabhu is selling the pure unadulterated holy name wholesale. So today's your chance, you can get the holy name wholesale. Wholesale price. Merely for the price of one's faith. Okay, well that's what you have, that's your currency. Shadhavan jamahe, shadhavan jamahe, shadhavan. That is the price that Nityananda is asking for the holy name. The very second Nitai sees a tear welling in someone's eye upon chanting the name of Gora, he instantly gives his support to that person. Indeed, he bestows all divine opulences upon him. Prabhur agaibai mage pika bolo Krishna bojo Krishna koro Krishna shika. Just chant Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow Krishna's instructions. That's all he's asking us. Okay, faith, and chant Krishna, worship Krishna, follow Krishna's shiksha. Okay? When offenses are vanquished, one will obtain the treasure of love of God. But in these names of Chaitanya and Nitai, there's no consideration of offenses. Once one has a taste for the holy name of Krishna, bondage to this world will come to an end. Aparara shunya vailaha krishnana Krishna mata Krishna pita Krishna dhanapran. Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, and Krishna is the treasure of your life. When there's attachment to the holy name of Krishna, very easily the life of a living being becomes successful. At the end of one's life, one will obtain the beautiful vision of Radha and Shyam in Vrindavan. Krishna samsara kora chariya nakshar jive doya Krishna nam sarva dharma shar. Okay. Most merciful Lord Nityananda gives the holy name to anyone. He never cares in the least for one's position in relation to caste, material wealth, mundane knowledge, or physical ability. Everyone is qualified. Nobody is unqualified here. Every single one of you can get it and go back to Godhead in this life. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Krishna
Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Parvati Vrinda Shri Krishna Nityananda Prabhu. In this age of Kali, there is only one way to worship Gaur Nithai. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nesteva, Nesteva, Nesteva Gati. By chanting the holy name. That's how we worship Lord Chaitanya Nityananda in this age. It is the method, and there's no other way. I mean, it's the only way we can. Even if you do other methods, like deity worship, you have to have the holy name also. When you worship the deity, you have to also chant the holy name. When you associate with devotees, you chant the holy name. Bhagavatam also is full of the holy name. The whole Bhagavatam is a glorification of the holy name of Krishna. So by chanting the holy names, we worship Nityananda. Any other questions or comments? Yes? Nityananda has the same mood as Balaram.
But Balaram gets angry.
Nityananda doesn't get angry. Nityananda gets angry. Sometimes he throws rice at Advaita and they have fights. But it's nothing serious. When Balaram gets angry, then you have to be careful. Nityananda, he's very merciful. He'll be angry 1 minute and then he'll forget it. Yeah, he got angry, with Advaita sometimes. They have little mock fights. Not with Lord Chaitanya. He didn't get angry with Lord Chaitanya. That he didn't do. And Balaram also, he didn't get angry with Krishna. He got angry with those who were criticizing Krishna. Yeah. I see. And Balaram, he's also in charge of the destruction. He's in charge of... Lord Shiva worships Balaram. He worships Sankarshan. And so Sankarshan, when he sees at the end of this... at the end of the material world, when it's time for destruction, he sees that so many people didn't graduate and go back to Godhead, he gets angry. And he destroys everything. All right, you didn't make it finish. Then again, we have to wait for another creation. So yeah, there's that there. Yes. Balaram got angry with Jamuna. Nita, yeah, not really. Not really. Any other... Yes?
If a person doesn't want to be Krishna conscious, can we pray to Lord Nityananda to shower his mercy on that person and make him Krishna?
Well, this is a very good idea she has. If somebody doesn't want to be Krishna conscious, can we pray to Nityananda to shower his mercy on that person and make him Krishna conscious? Yes. Of course, we all have our free choice. So, the person... who doesn't want to be, at some point in his life, he will have to make his choice, yes. But yeah, you can pray for the mercy of Nitya and the person so that they will understand. Prabhupada did that. When Prabhupada first came to America, he saw nobody wanted to be Krishna conscious. They never heard of Krishna. There was nobody, not a single person. So he prayed to Krishna, you know, if you desire, you can make them Krishna conscious. But then, after that, Prabhupada said, I want them. I desire them to be Krishna conscious. So then Krishna had to. He had to listen to Prabhupada. And he brought us here today. And Prabhupada, one time he said, you know, I've tricked all of you because you didn't want it, but I forced you. I tricked you. I tricked you into accepting him. Mostly it was prasadam, I believe, in the early days, that he tricked the devotees by giving prasadam. And that was the secret weapon. And it was for many, it's still going on in America. Yeah, this Gainesville Food for Life program. It's been going for 40 years. And now the students who used to be very poor, they became, you know, big people in the material world. And they remember the devotees and they helped them very nicely. The mayor of Gainesville, where the Food for Life program is going on, she was waiting in line for prasadam one day, and they said, you don't have to wait in line. She said, no, I've been waiting in this line for the last 20 years. So, okay, so all glories to Nityananda. I believe it's time for Archie. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.